Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 56th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Today, our dreams are not revelations from God, okay? And I've put a note here. If you have a dream, it's a bad dream, you think it's a revelation or something, it's probably just from bad pizza you had the night before. Our revelation today comes from the Word of God, okay? I won't go, it's a whole other subject, but people today are built on dreams and experiences. Again, I just saw something in the headlines here this past week about a doctor who somebody came back from life there, and but while they were dead, the patient woke up and told this doctor the experience. They went to heaven, saw all these things, and the patient woke up and told the doctor all these things. Well, I hate your word skeptic. I just don't believe those things. Just don't believe it. Why not, preacher? Well, I'm not saying that when people are close to death, they don't see things. I'm not saying they don't see. I've never been there. I've never experienced this. I just know what Bible teaches us. And one great example of this is the Apostle Paul. He died. They stoned him. He went in Lystra, remember? He went to heaven. He said, I went to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but I know I was there. Okay? And he saw some things that he said later, it is not lawful for me to utter. God will not allow for me to speak of those things that I saw in heaven. Matter of fact, he even said, eyes not seen or ears have heard what's prepared for us, because he saw all these things, but God would not allow him to share with the people what he saw. And that's the reason that God sent a messenger, Satan, to buffet him. When you read in the book of Corinthians, where he talks about that he thrice he asked for that the thorn of the flesh to be removed. Remember, Lord, that was, Lord, remove this from me, that thorn in the flesh. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for thee. A lot of people think his thorn in the flesh was his eyesight or some physical infirmity, but the Bible's so clear, just a verse before he said, a messenger of Satan was to buffet me. I wouldn't exalt myself. Hey, I went to heaven. Let me tell you what I saw. No, God would not allow that. And if he wouldn't allow Paul to speak of the things, how would he allow somebody else to speak of it? And so, you know, I don't want to get off that on that subject, but look very carefully, be very cautious about people who said they've been to heaven, they've seen things, they've written books, movies. I'm even more skeptical of people who said they've been to hell. You've heard those. I've been to hell, and I tell you what's like. But anyway, I'll go on. Okay, so be careful about dreams. How, you know, I have dreams all the time, you know, every night things, and strange things, you know. Am I the only one to do that? And sometimes, you ever heard the thing, dreams come true? Now, I ain't a prophet. But you ever heard deja vu? I dreamed something, and later on, man, now I ain't a prophet, and you know what I'm talking about, okay? Your mind does. I ain't going into that area. Dreams are real, but they're not revelations from God. Let me just move on. Okay, so he said, I'll interpret your dreams. God will give me the interpretation. Verses 9 through 15. Quickly, I got to get through this. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine, there was three branches. And though it was those it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of your dream. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. You're going back into the palace, and you're going to get your position back. Okay? Notice he said, he's going to lift up thine head. It's interesting. We're going to play on words in just a minute. Lift up thine head, and then thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner that when thou wast his butler, his cupbearer. Verse number 14, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Bring me out of this house, for indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. I was just like you. I was innocent, is what he's saying here. I was innocent and I'm in this prison just like you. You're innocent, I'm innocent. When you get to Pharaoh's house, remember me and tell Pharaoh, hey, there's a guy there named Joseph. He shouldn't be there. Let's get him out of prison. And he's requesting this. And here also I've done nothing, verse 15, that they should have put me into this dungeon. Now, verse 16 through 19. And when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he liked what he heard from the butler. You know, man, that's good. Let me tell you my dream, Joseph. I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head, and in the utmost basket there was all kinds of manner of baked meats. And I'm envisioning this as I'm reading, and this past week I read it over and over again. I can imagine on his head there was biscuits and cornbread, and by the way, there was some key lime pie at the funeral services Friday that was just out of this world. It was homemade. I just picture him made. It was just beautiful, prepared. Everything was top-notch. Well, he's taken it to the Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is their interpretation thereof. This is your interpretation. The basket there are 3 days. Yet within 3 days, Pharaoh shall lift up thy head from off thee. Like I said, the butler said your head's going to be lifted up. The baker, your head's going to be lifted off of you, and you're going to hang you on a tree. And the bird shall eat thy flesh from off of thee. Isn't that something? And I got a note here, and I want to move on. Joseph interprets the baker's dream. But not so good news. In 3 days, you're getting your head chopped off. How much more difficult it must have been for Joseph to interpret the baker's dream than it would be the butler's dream. Two different, completely. It had to be more difficult for him to tell him what's going to happen to him. So I have a note here. How many there are who are willing to preach the butler sermon but are unwilling to preach the baker sermon? You let that one sink in. How many preachers there are who love to preach the baker or the butler sermon? Man, everything's going well. Praise God. But very few is going to preach the baker sermon. Man, you're going to die. Today, you're going to die without Christ. Well, not too many people preach it today. Everybody wants to preach about good things and wealth and health and all these good things. It must have been difficult for Joseph to bring that. Well, quickly, verse number 20. And it came to pass on the third day, it was Pharaoh's birthday. You think that was a coincidence? I don't think so. God knew. You know, God is sovereign. God had already had planned all of this out, and God's perfect plan, the 3 days, well, just so happens. 3 days later, it's Pharaoh's birthday. He's going to throw him a big birthday party, okay? He made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler just the way Joseph said. What do you think happened? Obviously, during those 3 days, there was an investigation. Probably Potiphar, who was the head of the, remember, he's like the head of the Secret Service. He was the chief of the guards and all. He probably investigated and witnessed ever how he did. He found out that the butler had nothing to do with this. And he found out it was the baker who tried to kill Pharaoh, whoever. He found this out. So he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants, and restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, just as Joseph had said. Exactly. But look at verse number 22. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. The dreams come to pass exactly as Joseph's interpretations on Pharaoh's birthday. Exactly how he said. But look at verse number 23, and we're going to close with this. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more lessons like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.